For the past 30 years, Dick Lemke's worked in the hardware business, answering questions and giving advice about remodeling projects. He says by far one of the most common jobs for do-it-yourselfers is painting.
It's very simple. And it's one project that most people, probably 95% of the people, will tackle.
After all, how hard can it be to freshen up a room by rolling on a new coat of paint? It's not like rewiring the electrical system or reshingling the roof. But before you get out the sandpaper, you need to know that something even as simple as painting can be risky if your house contains lead-based paint. Although lead paint was banned in the late 70s, it's still in many older homes, coating walls, woodwork, and floors. Old varnish can contain lead as well. Most of the homeowners shopping here today say they're aware of the dangers of lead paint, but they don't think lead poses a problem for them.
The only way you'd have to worry about is if it was chipping and flaking. As long as it's sealed down, it's not a concern.
I grew up in an old farmhouse, and there was probably so much lead paint in that house. We shouldn't even be alive today by what we hear about lead-based paint.
Other than eating it, which we weren't inclined to do, we didn't have a big concern about the lead.
But lead experts say these home renovators offer good examples of how most people misunderstand lead. Not only is there confusion about how lead exposure happens, but there's confusion about how to tell if someone's been poisoned.
Lead is like cholesterol. You can't tell that someone has a high cholesterol just by looking at them, and the person who has the high cholesterol doesn't feel it circulating in their body. Lead is the same way. You may feel that your child doesn't have lead poisoning and then end up being quite surprised.
Dr. Brian Burke is a staff pediatrician at Blodgett Memorial Medical Center in East Grand Rapids, Michigan, where he also heads up the lead clinic. Burke says children are most at risk for lead poisoning, but lead affects adults too. And different people have different reactions to lead exposure, ranging from a loss of a few IQ points to learning disabilities, fertility problems, and in extreme cases, even death. At an old burned-out house in Grand Rapids, Michigan, Barb Smith and her three-man crew are doing what's called a selective demolition. They're stripping many of the walls right down to the studs to prepare it for a major remodeling. Smith owns her own business, Affordable Abatement Incorporated, which specializes in lead inspections and cleanup. She says people often think lead paint is only dangerous when it's peeling or chipping, but that's not true.
You can have lead dust come off of painted surfaces all the time without seeing that the painted surface is chipping or giving you any maintenance problems. Lead paint tends to slough off, and that causes dust, which you can ingest.
And as people start remodeling their older homes, Smith says the danger can increase.
Many people will go into an older home, find that there is beautiful wood underneath carpet, and go down and find maybe it's been painted over the years. Decide to sand that floor with a floor sander, a very, very terrible thing to do because it will migrate throughout the house. And then you have a contaminated house. Very hard to clean up. Very expensive. And if it's not cleaned up, then what you generally do is you just continue to move the lead dust around. It continues to contaminate items, and you breathe it.
Smith says finding lead paint in your house doesn't necessarily mean you have to hire a contractor like her to clean it up. She says do-it-yourselfers can take some simple steps to prevent lead contamination, like enclosing rooms with plastic sheeting as you work, wetting down surfaces before sanding them, and making sure you wash your work clothes separately from children's clothing. But spend any time with Barb Smith, listening to the myriad ways you can be exposed to lead right in your own home, and it's tempting to scrap any remodeling ideas and just move to a new house. But Smith says one of the things you can do instead is to have your house tested for lead. That way, you know exactly where you need to take special precautions.
You can go through the expense of saying, okay, I'm going to do remodeling, and now I need a special contractor, I need special tools, I need to worry. Or you can get an inspection and say, I have some worrying to do here and some worrying to do here, but the rest of the house I don't have to worry about.
There are several testing methods, everything from sending dust or paint chip samples to a lab for analysis to getting a do-it-yourself swab kit at a hardware store. But the most thorough test is a professional inspection of the entire house. Using a special instrument, the inspector can detect lead anywhere, even if it's under layers of newer paint. But the cost for this type of test can run up to several hundred dollars. Ultimately, though, cleanup expert Barb Smith says it's worth it to research your lead risks up front rather than waste thousands of dollars on renovations that'll just drain your pocketbook and contaminate your house. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Wendy Nelson in Grand Rapids, Michigan.